Welcome to the Yacht Rock Show with your captain, Eddie Gans, with First Mate Joe Carlisle and Samir at the wheel. And here's your host, Eddie Gans.
Welcome aboard, my friends, and welcome to the Yacht Rock Show COVID number 10. Say hello to Joe Carlisle.
Hi, everybody. Joe Carlisle at your service.
And Mr. Samir on the wheel.
I can't believe it's 10. Did we really go 10?
Joey, COVID 10.
I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry you have to endure this low-quality Yacht Rock Show version.
Yeah, it's a little... It's tough.
Yeah, we're getting better.
Getting better. But it's tough. It's tough because look, it took us, what, half hour to get on this thing. It's not Samir's fault. It's just these apps are weird, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
we're using this remote recording program. It's kind of like Zoom without pictures.
Correct.
Let's not give him a plug.
Nah, let's not give him a plug. You already did.
I didn't say it. I didn't say the name.
You didn't say the name.
I didn't say the name. I didn't say it.
Oh, okay. So no, you didn't plug it. Okay.
I won't plug
it. All right. So Joey, how's everything? How you doing?
Oh, I'm climbing the walls.
Cabin fever?
Sure, of course. The second week that set in. I don't know what's going on.
I know. I'm dying to see you, bro.
I know. It's been so long.
You want to get started?
Yeah,
go ahead. Got something slamming. Let's just get started here. First up is a beauty. This is a really, really nice. What's that?
Is it ever not slamming?
Is it ever not slamming? You're absolutely right. It's always slamming. That's right. good point. But it is. But when you hear this, you're going to say, boy, that was slamming.
Oh, of course.
This is a great remix written by Steve Porcaro. But Steve Porcaro didn't write the lyrics. You know that, Joe.
Oh, did Michael Jackson write the lyrics?
Negative.
He didn't.
No. It was John Bettis or John Bettis. I don't know how you say that.
I think it's Bettis.
Bettis, yeah. He wrote it. Nice lyrics.
Michael Jackson just sang it.
Correct.
And the tune we're talking about is?
Human Nature, folks. Here it is. Without any further, let's get started.
Tell them that it's human nature. of a stranger. Electric eyes are everywhere. See that girl, she knows I'm watching. She likes the way I stare. If they say why, still I'm that is human nature. Why do they do it that way? If they say why, still I'm that is human nature. Why does he do it that way? Unlike living this way, unlike loving this way.
cigarettes, cocktail gloves and strapless dress. She cuts a perfect silhouette.
That Black Cars, Gino Vannelli.
He was trying for something there, right? He was trying to get on the pop charts real hard there.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like that's kind of like, the lyrics are kind of nonsensical. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what it's about.
Do you know what Black Cars is, right? Explain it to me.
Okay, he was in Hollywood. You know, he took a break to write songs. So, and great story. And as he went outside, there was this woman or some lady dressed in black. And she was walking around, you know what I mean? And it caught his eye. And he saw very strange, very completely dressed in black. And it was hot. He said, and this woman was dressed in black. So from there, he connected that with black, and then black cars look better in the shade. That interesting? Mm. Pretty crazy, huh?
Kind of a leap too from I actually saw a black car next to a yellow, because you know that time in LA they had all like Porsche 911s like in that bright canary yellow, and the Lamborghinis in orange and bright green. You know how the 80s were.
Correct.
And I thought maybe he'd see them all on the lot and all of a sudden, you know what, you just can't beat black. But look, black looks so good even in the shade. It looks good. It looks best than, I don't know, I thought it was something more literal.
That makes sense. It definitely does, but no, it's about a woman dressed in black that was walking back and forth on that main strip on in Hollywood.
Sunset
Hollywood Boulevard?
Trip?
I don't know. Yeah, something like that.
So was that the same album that One Last Night in L.A., the tune we used to play? What's that
tune?
Oh,
no. No, no. No, this is,
One More Sunset.
Sunset is later on, Joe. Way later. Yeah. No, this is 84. You know,
Bling.
We don't need that. Bing. Sorry. We don't need that.
It doesn't interrupt too much. So moving on, you got something that you said we may have played a long, long time ago, but Susamir and I kind of remember it.
Yeah, that's crazy. I completely forgot. But this is a great song. It was co-written by Michael Sembello of, you know, Maniac.
Oh, yeah.
And the guitar player, he's a badass guitar player. A lot of people don't know
that. He does a great solo on Maniac. Excellent.
That's right. And you got Louis Johnson on this track, Joe.
Mm.
You got Steve Ferrone. Yep. You got Paulino Da Costa. Yep. This is really, really, I was going to say slamming.
So who is, you said it's Jeffrey Osborne?
Jeffrey Osborne. And this is yachty as hell. And it did chart. Not huge. So I don't think many people may know this, but it's a beauty. And you're going to hear it for the first time. Well, not for the first time, but at least it's been a while since we played it. Nobody else plays this. This is definitely from my vaults, you know. 1982, by the way. Here it is. Eeny, meeny, Jeffrey Osborne.
Second chance, I don't have to take it.
Hi, this is Corey Larius.
Hi, this is Dave Jenkins
from Pablo Cruz with your host, Eddie Gans.
We're playing the biggest hits of the 70s and 80s just for you.
Next up, what you gonna do when she says goodbye?
And all at once,
Hey, it's Yacht Rock. It's smooth, but we rock the yacht. It's not the same old. It's yachty as hell. Keep it right here on the Yacht Rock Show. It's the Yacht Rock Show with Eddie and Joe.
Build your pina colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Just sit right back and we'll play some tunes on the Yacht Rock Show with Eddie Gans. Doing it just for you.
Gotta love this.
Oh, I love that one.
Isn't that good, Joey?
I thought that was Al Jarreau, actually, the first time we heard that.
It's so funny. You know, that's, you bring up a good point. you know, Al Jarreau and Johnny Mathis, they had this similarities sometimes when they did this pop stuff. Interesting.
Yeah, smooth. That smooth sweetness. You can easily mistake John, either of them for each other, which is not an insult to either of them.
Correct. I think Johnny was smoother, needless to say.
Sure.
Right.
I doubt Al Jarreau was not a fan.
That bass player there sounds. Who do you think that is, Joe?
I don't know. I was trying to look it up, but yeah, I mean, what's it? 1984. You said that tune is.
I believe it's 84. I think I'm right.
That could be Neil Steubenhaus. It could be Nathan East.
Laboriel.
Oh, Nathan the whole East, could be John Robinson on drums. It could be Ferroni.
Yeah,
you know, we got to check the whole that group, out. Those 84
That's
guys.
That's right.
You know.
So now we're going to play some current, modern, new yacht, like we like to play here on the Yacht Rock Show. This is a group called Young Gun Silver Fox from the album AM Waves. AM Waves.
Are you reading that? Did you not pre-read it before?
No, I'm looking at, you know, the title. I didn't remember the album. But, yeah, these guys are smoking. Their album is killer. I really, really like these guys. They have their own. Their sound is very yachty. And it's cool, really well written. Let's hear this. Here it is, folks. Take it or leave it.
Now freedom feels like it's a wave.
think
that's
it is?
That's a modern yacht rock band?
That's a modern yacht. It's 2018.
Very nice. I like it a lot.
Cool. Very well written. I really like this.
If we would have dropped the anchor on them, they would have came out shining. So they could be like,
yeah, that's true. It reminds me. It's got that tank and kink. It's got that tank and kink. Doobie Brothers, right? Got that little bouncy. What do they call that? Beyond the yacht rock guys.
Yeah,
they call it the doobie. It's got the doobie bounce.
Yeah, they call it the doobie bounce.
Yeah, it's definitely got that. And I hear a little bit of.
He's so shy.
Bingo! Yeah. There you go. Good one, Joe.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Wow. Very cool. All right, here we go.
Where are we going?
This is Al Stewart. You're listening to the best yacht rock of the 70s and 80s. Next up, Time Passages.
Is changing now, you're part of a crowd. They're laughing at something, the music's loud. A girl comes towards you, you once used to know. You reach out your hand, but you're all alone in those time passages. I know you're in there, you're just out of sight. Oh, time passages.
Ah, Joey, Al Stewart. What can we say?
It breaks my heart. Al Stewart breaks my heart.
We love it. It
reminds me of being a kid again. I love it.
I hear you, brother. So, oh no! It's the Trinit!
Without fail, Joey. That anchor always drops on our heads every week.
Every week. So, here we have a double hitter sent in by Maria Tapanis. Hope I'm saying that right. This is a beauty. And this is the first time we play this. We've never played this before. This is Manhattan Transfer. The song is called Smile Again. And it was written by a bunch of people. Jay Graydon. Look at that. Very cool. Alan Paul wrote the lyrics. Very interesting. Alan Paul is one of the singers, you know. And let's see who's on this. The usual suspects. Arranged and produced by Jay Graydon. Steve Gadd on drums. What a horror. Abraham Laboriel. David Foster. Acoustic piano, Fender Rhodes, and synthesizers. And Steve Lukather on guitar. Can it get any worse? I love it already. Like a child of three. Oh, yeah. And I believe it will turn out right. Oh, she's great.
Oh, what album is this off?
This is off of Mecca. Mecca for Moderns.
Oh, the one where they all have the funny comedy looking tragedy masks.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. The Janice Siegel kicking it. Cheryl Benteen. Tim Hauser and our buddy Alan Paul. It's great. I'm loving
that's the original lineup.
Yeah.
What year again? 78?
No. 83.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, I love this. Got Foster there.
Is there a Rhodes
on it? Very smooth. Yes, there is.
It's probably the Rhodes E.
Yeah. Twins of flame. Oh, I love that. I can hear Foster's right there.
Yeah, that's his changes.
That's right. Love this. Now I have the strength. Oh, yeah. Now I have the hopes. You give me all love I need. Here we go. I love this. Jay Graydon. There's the money. Like a child of three. There's your yacht. And
I believe. I feel bad talking about this tune. It's great.
It is.
Anything else from this album of note? Like Twilight Zone or something?
On the Boulevard.
Oh, that's the one that Mark Jordan wrote, right?
That's right. Oh, I love this. Rods. Synthesizer. Steve Gadd. Smile.
Too bad we didn't talk to Mark Jordan after we spoke to Howie Thompson. He said that he's got some funny stories.
I know. Okay, on the next one. I think this is definitely on the boat.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Right, Joe?
Yeah.
Gotcha. I'm loving it. Oh. Yeah, I love this. This is my favorite. Right here. Tra-coo-coo. But. You make me smile. Woo! Steve Gadd, baby.
Why don't we get away with that in 1983?
Yeah.
And it didn't age well either.
It's Steve true. Gadd.
All due respect to Steve Gadd, that flam did not age well.
It sounds dated, don't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Still, but all
beautiful.
In all, all beautiful.
Great.
Definitely. That deserves 3.5 anchors. Definitely on the boat. And we are sailing on.
Hey there. Are we smooth enough for you?
Of course, this is Yacht Rock. It's a no-brainer. It's so smooth. Keep it right here on the Yacht Rock Show.
H7. Hit. B6. Miss. H8. Hit. C5.
Battleship, a great game of strategy, action, and suspense.
Miss. H6.
You sank my battleship.
A game you can play anywhere. Battleship from Milton Bradley.
Connect with us and find the Yacht Rock Show on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And contact us at yachtrockshow@gmail.com.
Hey, everybody. It's Frankie Previtt from Frankie and the Knockouts. And hey, Eddie Gantz, would you play another one of my songs? Thanks, buddy.
This is Certified Yacht.
Don't you remember what I told you? I thought you were aware. Even when you're not with me, still there. You know how much I want you, 'cause I tell you all the time.
Previtt, the Frankie, Oscar winner, Joey.
Frankie Previtte. I'm sure that's Previtte. How you really pronounce it. Previtte.
Wait a minute. Italian, is that Italian?
From Jersey. Yeah. Italian kid from
really?
Jersey. Of course. You hear the way he talks?
That's true.
Previtte. Right. I bet you it's Previtte. I bet you.
Oh, very good. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. Wow. We're going to talk to him again. Are we going to interview him?
Absolutely.
Tell him to bring his Oscar. I want to hold it.
Yeah, right.
I wonder if they give you that in like a, you know how Samir has those microphones under the desk that has those like road cases? I wonder if they give it to you in one of those road cases.
That's not a bad idea. I mean, right? Think sure. about it.
It's got to be shipped on the something. Floor.
Yeah. That must so, be great.
Moving on.
Moving on. So last week we played, you know, believe it or not, from the greatest American hero, Joey Scarberry.
Joey Scarberry.
And you got me, I was intrigued because when you asked me about Joey Scarberry, if he had done other things, I said, you know, I did remember he had an album.
You did.
But the thing, he did. And let me tell you, Joe, the album is very good. It was produced by Mike Post. Very well-written
right.
songs.
Who was a songwriter for most of those shows. This is why he got the Greatest American Hero gig.
That's right.
Mike Post, I guess he knew Joey Scarberry, and he was already in the swing of being hired to do all those TV themes at that time.
Right, right. So, and great musicians. Larry Carlton is featured.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, still Steubenhaus and
there you go.
Sklar.
Who's on drums?
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember that. But it's
I'm
great.
I'm myopic when I read credits. I'm myopic.
I
look just for the bass player.
I'm biased. No, but I do remember seeing it. It was top notch, guys.
Yeah, of course.
You know, but let me tell you, it's a shame. Nothing else was promoted from. We have to speak with Joey, man.
But I'm thinking that the album was probably done as a springboard after the popularity of Believe It or Not came out. Because I think Believe
right.
It or Not was just done as a single, and then it was so popular as that theme, they probably just ran the studio and threw something together for them. Which actually yielded some good results
because
the songs are great, which is a testament to what
it's
we're going to play now.
It's a shame. Yeah. I mean, really, Joe, like this song, it's called Love Me Like the Last Time. It's Yachty big time. Mm-hmm. And it's so good, Joe. What a shame.
He didn't have much of a life after that, but he had quite a life before that. I mean, he was on the scene in 1968, and he had a hit in 71 called Mixed Up Guy. Did you hear about that? Did you read about that one, Mixed Up Guy?
I read about it, yeah.
Yeah,
I read
was his,
about
he
it.
Had a single. Again, I think that was just a single.
Mm.
And his claim to fame, I think he was a backup singer for Loretta Lynn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's from
I
Canada.
Knew he was a, and he was, and he was, exactly, and he did, and he was a studio vocalist.
Yes.
You know?
Loretta Lynn.
Probably doing jingles, so on
Maybe.
And so forth.
Yeah.
We have to get him on the show. But for now, check this out, folks. You're going to want to put this on your playlist, on your Yacht Rock playlist, because it's yachty as hell. Love Me Like the Last Time, Joey Scarberry.
There are
Joey.
That's great.
Great, huh?
Yeah, I really like him. I really
Why
I was saying
didn't
before,
this guy continue?
Why was he not famous? I mean, his voice
I'm
is so high, such a high quality. You know, as a singer, I mean, his control is great. His tone is beautiful. He's almost like David Pack mixed with like other
somebody
really
else.
Good quality singers. I can't put my finger on it, but that's good because then he's his own person. You know, it's not like you could say, oh, he's just a poor man's this or the poor man's that.
Yeah.
No, he was Joey Scarberry, and I think maybe it's the name. The name did not roll off the tongue well.
It didn't. And I'll tell you the truth, he probably wasn't ready for all this hoopla. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows
I
what he
wrong.
Wanted? Maybe, yeah, maybe it was too much for him. He was probably happy being a background singer.
Yes.
And got a little nervous when all the spotlight went on him.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Well, hopefully we could connect with him, Joe. You know, I mean, I've tried.
Yeah, I mean,
have you tried?
He's got nothing to be scared of. We'd be nothing but complimentary, you know?
Right. I mean, I reached out through Facebook, but that's a dead issue.
Except we're talking about his name suck.
Yeah.
I said, it didn't suck. I just said it didn't roll off the tongue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess they wanted, maybe that was the stage name they came up with. His real name was even harder to pronounce.
Yeah, right. Who knows?
I love to talk about stuff like that.
Well, hopefully we get him on the show. We're going to try, folks.
Yeah, we'll try for you guys.
Definitely.
And
all right, so
us.
Joe, so now we're going to talk about, first of all, this next song is by Vernon Birch. Vernon Birch started off as an R&B soul funk singer. Now he's a gospel singer.
Yeah.
Still around. Yeah. But the beautiful thing about this is that we have Greg Fillingane. Filling Gaines, I'm sorry, from 1977. Sorry about that. All right, this is from, again, 77. This is a young Greg Filling Gaines.
Yeah.
This is all before Toto and all that. But you hear, towards the end of the song, he rips it on the Fender Rhodes.
Yeah, I was watching something today. He came on the scene and he was like 18 years old. He just came
That's
on the
right.
scene and made a name for himself. He never stopped.
Yep. Yeah, he's amazing. Our friend George Mina loved his playing. George Mina, friend, the keyboard player, also.
He's known for being one of those Rhodes guys. You know, I remember Quincy Jones used to hire him.
Big time.
Quincy Jones hired him, and I saw something one time. I don't know whether it was on like the Thriller sessions or something, where Michael Jackson had given Greg Fillingane this particular Rhodes piano, and Quincy Jones could not get a good sound out of it. And he kept calling him. He said, "Mouse, man," this because he called him Mouse for some reason. He had a nickname. Quincy Jones' nickname
he had nicknames for people.
Greg Fillingane was Mousy, and he said, "Mouse, I don't know, man. That Rhodes is dead. I don't understand that. What's wrong with that Rhodes? What's wrong with that Rhodes? It was a gift from Michael Jackson. I ain't throwing it out."
Wow, that's nice. Nice gift. I'm sure he still has it. So, here it is, folks. Check this out. Towards the end of the song, you'll hear the guy, Vernon Birch, will stop singing. And then Greg Fillingane comes in and he rips it on the Fender Rhodes. Check it out. It's called When I Get Back Home.
Taking up
That's what I'm talking about. Heard that?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a young Greg Villengaines there back in 77. Wow. Amazing, man. Right, Joe?
Absolutely. Great.
That's really great.
So now I'm excited to see that you have, as promised from last time, another new Ali Thompson.
That's right. So we're going to debut from the songs from the Playroom, Ali Thompson, who we interviewed last week. This is another beauty. It's called Song for a Broken Heart.
It is
going to love this, folks. Right, Joe? This is great.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all great.
And it's the same musicians, correct?
I think so. Yeah. I think so. I mean, maybe just Robbie McIntosh. I don't know if Robin Malarkey's on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I think Robin was only on 3 or 4 tunes. But gotcha. It's still great. The writing is still great.
Absolutely. So here it is, folks. Enjoy this Song for a Broken Heart, Ali Thompson. Sweet,
as fresh as ever. What a timeless voice.
Yes folks, grab this, download it.
Yeah,
Ali Thompson songs from the playroom. That's right.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful modern yacht, new yacht.
So that now, just about brings us to the end,
correct? And we're going to feature something that Joey picked from Al Jarreau.
Yeah, I was going down. Yeah, I was looking down the credits on L is for Lover, which is a great album. And I noticed that Richard Page and Jay Graydon had penned something together. I don't think they'd ever worked together. I mean, they had, but nothing caught my eye like this. And it was, what was the song? What's the title?
It's called Across the Midnight Sky.
Yeah, it's like the sixth tune down on the album. And it kind of buried, but good one nonetheless.
That's a great album, man. Love the other one with Philippe Sace. I think it says. Yeah. Very jazzy, really cool. Got to get that one on the show soon.
Oh, that's great.
So, folks, Joe and I are going to say toodaloo, goodbye, au revoir, arrivederci. Enjoy this, the Al Jarreau, Across the Midnight Sky.
We'll see you and on number 11.
And we will catch 11. You on COVID number 11.
Good night, everybody.
See you later. Good night.
too soon.